tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Am I live? Am I live or what? Oh man. Okay, you know, live. I'll wait for my music on. But anyway, welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Okay, I don't apologize about that. My audience, I apologize about that from the beginning. You know, I'm in my car, but this is the first time I'm actually broadcasting from my car. So, you know, I didn't really hear my theme music went off. But it's okay, though. Everything is all good, though. Okay, but today's episode, though, going to be a really, really good episode. But before I get started, though, I just need to talk about certain things that happened in New York the other day. Was the thing last Monday. What happened in New York when that guy came and shot up those people in the NFL building. My condolences goes out to the family of those people that lost their lives. My condolences goes out to the young police officer that lost his life. However, he had two children and a pregnant wife that he left behind. So my condolences goes out to them. Okay, now, today's podcast, today I'm going to talk about Jamaica, right? Jamaica history, a little bit about Jamaica, a little bit. Because, you know, on August the 6th is Jamaica's independence, you know what I mean, from England. And Jamaica was one of the, was actually the first Caribbean island to gain independence from England. You understand me? Jamaica set the trend from England, right? So, foundation of Jamaican politics, right? That's what we're going to talk about, Jamaican politics. And the reason why I also decided to actually do this about Jamaica, you know, because I've been seeing a lot of clips online about what the Prime Minister is doing right now in Jamaica. Andrew Holiness. That man is doing a lot of great things I've seen. He's doing and making sure the kids have nice school buses to go to school in. You know, that's a big deal in Jamaica. Making sure people having affordable housing in Jamaica. You know what I mean? It's a big deal for Jamaica. You know what I mean? So Jamaica is setting the trend. So now the colonial roots, right, and British rule of Jamaica now. So how did Britain obtain Jamaica in 1655 from the Spanish, right? So Jamaica was captured by the British during the Anglo-Saxon-Spanish War, becoming a valuable colony due to its sugarcane plantation and enslaved labor force. So Jamaica, at one point, used to rule by Spain. Spain controlled Jamaica, right? And when England came and fought Spain, actually defeated Jamaica. I mean, I'm sorry, Jamaica defeated Spain to control Jamaica. Because, you know, Jamaica is rich in cane, the sugar cane. Jamaica is rich in that. One of the richest islands when it comes to sugar cane, right? So England came, beat up them. Spain, and they say, no, I'm gonna bully y'all. I'm gonna take Jamaica away. Cause we need Jamaica too. We need to get some of that money. Basically, that's what England was talking about. We need to get some of that money from y'all. You know what I mean? From Jamaica, right? And we're gonna work the hell out of these guys, these slaves, bringing from Africa and all that stuff. You know what I mean? and put them to work. And that's what they did. That's what England did. All right. So the role of sugar plantations, right, and slavery in British Jamaica, right? So slavery was central to Jamaica economy, with hundreds of thousands of Africans trafficked to work under brutal conditions, though, man. Think about it, right? I remember as a kid in Jamaica, I used to see the old heads back then using the machete. We call it machete in Jamaica. But using their machete and cutting the dagger cane. Cutting the dagger cane, right, from the root. You know, that's hard work right here. That's a back-breaking work. Imagine bending down your back. Start cutting the dagger canes down. You understand me? That's hard freaking work to do. You know what I mean? And England took those slaves from Africa, took those guys from Africa, and bring them to Jamaica to do all the manual labor work. No gloves back then. Imagine where I couldn't cane all day long from sunup to sundown with no gloves. Hands start getting their damn calluses on his daggone hands, right? That's how it was back, as we learned, we know back then about slavery, how brutal slavery was back then, right? To Jamaica, for the Jamaican island and all over the world that had slavery. Slaves and stuff like that. So it was really rough for a lot of those people, a lot of them back then trying to, you know what I mean, working on sunup to sundown. Think about that. Inside the dragon heat, the hot sun. Wow. Right? So, after that, right? So, Jamaicans, there's a significance to the British Empire as a crown colony. Jamaica was one of the most profitable colonies, making it a key asset in Britain's global dominance. Think about it, right? Jamaica was was the most profitable island in the Caribbean that helped Britain become the global dominance at that time. Think about it, right? How they drained the English people, how they drained that small island of the riches that it had back then. Small little island like Jamaica. Just drained them. And it's a sad case to me. It really is. How, you know what I mean, back then, how Black people, period, was treated back then all across the world. Black and brown people, how they were treated all across the world, right? Having people working from sunup to sundown, you know what I'm saying? Probably didn't even take no damn break in them. Working the hell out of all of them. And not only that, not only working the heck out of these people, but, you know what I mean? They're working until they die. They're like, okay, it'd be cheaper to replace these people once they're dead. Then make sure they're good in their health so they can continue working even longer, right? They didn't care. You know what I mean? You're just a damn body. Back then, they were just a body. You know what I mean? That's why I'm so glad, you know, the country are independent from these colonizers, man. I'm so, so happy that these people fought for that shit, for the crap. Because ain't no way, you know what I'm saying? It's so sad to me how even back then, all the three people, man, inhumane like that. How the three people inhumane? Sad to me. It really is. It really sad to me. So, as time went on, though, right? As time went on, right? The rise of nationalism post-emancipation. So, around 1838, right? Slavery ended, I think before that, in England, okay? Slavery ended around the early 1800s in England. Okay, so after slavery ended, Jamaicans increasingly demanded equality, land rights, and greater political representation. Think about it, this was 1838. And when slavery ended, Jamaica was like, you know, I don't, we can manage our own stuff. We can. We can manage our own things. We don't need you all out there. Leave us the hell alone. Let us govern our own selves. Right? Jamaica really demanded that stuff, man. They really did. And, you know what I mean? It took a while, a long time before they got it, but they were like the first Caribbean island colonies, Caribbean island to really want their own land rights. You know what I mean? The very first to do that. Jamaica, to me, set the trend even from 1838. So, right, so the push for self-governance in the 20th century. So reform movement and labor unrest fueled demands for independence, especially during the 1930s and 1940s, right? So reform movement, right, and labor unrest. So all the labor unrest and all the great stuff that Jamaican wanted for, right, even from the 1930s and the 1940s. Jamaica wanted their independence. They never stopped. They wanted to be independent from England, the colonizers. Let's call them what they are. Damn colonizers. Right? Jamaica wanted their stuff. Because bad enough, you know what I mean? The damn country, Great Britain, is draining Jamaica of its natural dagger resources, right? Draining Jamaica. But yet, the people of Jamaica, I'm saying, were suffering, even till this day, suffering. You understand? I mean, those big, wealthy countries draining these small countries because they can't defend themselves because they don't have the army, you know what I'm saying, to do the type of things. Seriously. Sad to me, right? It's very, very sad how these people treat these people of color in these small little islands and all over the world. You know what I mean? Jamaica wanted the damn independence, right? They fought for it, they fought for it, they fought for it, they fought for it, right? Jamaica did not give up at all. Jamaica, they're a very resilient group of people. Jamaicans, to be honest with you, they're like a lot of black people, period, across the world. They are very resilient group of people. They're not going to give up. You know what I mean? For real. And I think that's very commendable, man. You know what I mean? They fought for their rights. Because they were like, this is my island. This is our island. We live here. Y'all don't even live here. But y'all want to control us. You understand me? Y'all want to control us. And we're not going to allow you to control us any dagger more. We're tired of it. Leave us the hell alone. Let us govern ourselves. We don't need you to govern us. You understand me? We could do a damn better job of you governing us. We could do a better job of you governing us than you govern your own damn selves. You know what I mean? You have a lot of issues in your own damn country. But yet you want to come over here and govern us. Tell us what to do. Come on, man. Have laws and regulations. You know what I mean? Teach us the damn European history instead of the real black-ass Jamaican, African history. You know what I mean? Teach us stuff. These stuff that, as black people, most of us don't give a damn about. But I guarantee, when it comes to black history, we're going to care about, because this is our history. You know what I mean? And we need to learn this stuff, right? So now, after a while, right, it took damn near 100 years, from 1838, damn near, well, 70-80 years. But in 1962, August the 6th, 1962, Jamaica gained full independence, breaking away from colonial rule. But one thing I didn't know this crap. Before the Queen died, she came to Jamaica right before she died, about a year before she died, maybe 3 years before she passed. And Jamaicans did not want her there at all. They didn't. Because I did not know that Jamaica still was paying the, England money for the independence. Crazy to me. You know what I mean? This is their island. That's sad. That this island had to pay this damn country money, draining them all of their natural stuff. Man. Right, so Jamaica, like I said, right? Jamaica gained its independence in 1962. So I know right now in Jamaica, within the next couple of days, it is a big deal. Just like here in America, how American independence is a big deal. Excuse me, it's really a big deal in Jamaica. Because I know from like the 1st of August all the way to the 6th of August, Jamaica is going to do something great for the Independence Day, man. Because I ain't playing. You know what I mean? It's a big daggone deal. And Jamaicans, man, y'all should be proud. Y'all should be proud of that. You know what I'm saying? Of what y'all had accomplished over all these years, right? The first Caribbean nation. The first Caribbean nation to gain your independence. That's a big deal. You know what I mean? Trust me, next to America, like Black Americans, Jamaica set the damn trend. They do. Jamaica set the trend. For real. Right? So now after Jamaica again independence, right? So now let's talk about these two people, Norman Manley and Alexander Bustamante. I like the damn name, the Bustamante. So Manley led the push for constitutional reform, while Bustamante mobilized the working class people. Okay, so these two guys right here, right, were like I think Norman Manley was maybe the first prime minister, I can't remember, but one of these guys, though, was actually the first prime minister of Jamaica. And it's the first prime minister, right, of Jamaica, calls, no, we got our independence, it's time to start governing ourselves, right? And that's what Jamaica started to do. Jamaica started to govern themselves by start having their own prime minister. Which I got to be honest with you. I believe they should come up with something different than their prime minister. Okay. You know what I mean? Because England had prime minister, right? They're like when America became independent, right? And America didn't call their head of state prime minister. They call the head of state president. You see what I'm saying? Because they wanted to be different from England, which I don't blame them. I wish Jamaica would have done that too. Instead of have prime minister, do something else, man. Think not even president, not even prime minister, something different. Think of, you know what I mean? They should have thought outside the box when it comes to picking a name for the leader of the island, right? When it comes to picking a name for the leader of the island. So, Bustamante, like I said, Bustamante and Norman Manley, right? One was Jamaica got two main parties, right? The JLP and the PNP. Now, one of them is like similar to Democrat, and one of them similar to Republican. I can't even tell you right now. But that's all it is. One for the people. You know what I mean? One basically for the wealthy people in Jamaica, though. It really is. So the remaining ties to England, right? Privy Council, Governor General. So legal appeals still go to the UK. The Privy Council, the Queen, right? Well, no, the King now, remains head of state via a Jamaica. Jamaican representative. Can you believe that? How the hell these people, right, who don't even live in Jamaica, you're going to represent Jamaica? Huh? Why is the king representing Jamaica? That should be the prime minister representing Jamaica. The Jamaican prime minister right now should be traveling the damn world. Meet different heads of states. Figure out how they can make deals to other countries. So I'm saying? That's what I think. You know what I mean? The prime minister should be, trust me, making moves in Jamaica. And I really hope, right, that the prime ministers of Jamaica, past, present, and future, right, don't have to listen to the damn to England to make any kind of move or any kind of foreign affair moves. Because that would suck. I'm not lying to you, man. If they have to listen to these people making moves, right? Making moves. No way. You know what I'm saying? It ain't good at all. I mean, Jamaica should be able to control their own stuff, you know what I mean, and do what they want to do with their own country. No other country should not be in the mix unless the Jamaican government want that to happen. For real. You know what I mean? Jamaica is one of the islands, man. It got some great, smart, intelligent people out there in Jamaica, right? Okay, so the legacy of colonialism post-independence, right? So the British influence persists in Jamaica's education, law, and economic systems. Let me read that again. The British influence persists in Jamaica's education, the law, and the economic system. Just like I said. You know what I mean? Tired of me, man. Why Jamaica can't create their own stuff? Why British have to have their hand in it? Why can't Jamaica can't have their own daggone laws and create their own system instead of them British controlling that, right? Especially the education system, because as we know right now, right, and no disrespect to my white counterparts, right? No disrespect. But I gotta say this, man. When the white man is writing history, they're gonna whitewash that shit. A lot of them do. Whitewash the history and trying to water that crap down instead of talk about the real raw char in damn history. The good, the bad, the ugly. It doesn't matter. Just talk about it all. We need to know this stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you right now. I bet you right now, a lot of Jamaicans right now, young kids in Jamaica, do not know that they're gonna their history. 100%. I guarantee you right now, those young kids that are going to school right now do not know their history. You understand me? And they won't be able to teach their history to their kids when they have children. Because they don't know it. Because even like when I was in school, you know what I mean? In high school. I'm telling you one of my English classes, history classes. They taught us early world history, right? It's okay to know it, but who really give a damn about early world history? I didn't. That stuff never interested me. You know what I mean? Certain parts did. You know what I'm saying? When they were like Egypt and Rome and stuff like that. Yeah, that part interested me. Right? They talk about modern world history, but modern world history was mainly about European history. They didn't teach no damn African history that I can remember in school. We didn't know nothing about that. I'm not lying. You know, I came to America when I was 10. I ain't know too much about slavery. Until I was probably in seventh grade, learned about slavery. And how I learned is it was about the moving roots. When the moving roots came. That's how I learned. That's how I learned. And most of us learn about slavery, right? Because they didn't really teach us that in school, right, when we was young. Back then, what they taught us, right, in school? What did they teach us? The pilgrims came to America and everybody feast, happy. You know what I'm saying? That's what they taught us. But anyway, I digress. So let me talk about the two political giants, right? The JLP in Jamaica, the JLP and the PNP. So just like I was saying earlier, right? So the Jamaica Labour Party, founded by Bustamante. So Bustamante was the leader of the JLP, right? The JLP promotes economic liberalism and conservative values, right? That's the JLP, right? The conservative values, just like the Republicans. Okay, so the People's National Party, founded by Norman Manley. The PNP has historically leaned left with socialist and welfare-oriented policies, right? Well, I want to tell you, right? About the Democrats, just like Democrats. You understand me? So, the JLP is like the Republicans here in America, and the PNP is like the Democrats here in America, right? The best way, okay, I can't explain it. You know what I mean? So, these two guys right here, founded the party system. They were the leader of those two parties, right? So the JLP, center right focus on economic growth and privatization. It supports business development and security initiatives, right? While the PNP, Democratic Socialist roots, focus on social programs. The PNP aims to address inequality to government intervention. So the PNP, like I said, is just like how the Democratic Party is, right? The PNP really wants to promote a lot of government social programs, like the like whole America here has like the welfare system and all that, and the healthcare system and all that. That's basically what the PNP really wants, right? But the JLP is the opposite, right? They probably can help you start your own business, but it's all about the business people, the business-minded people, the business people out there, you know what I mean? Who's getting rich off the poor folks, right? So violent political rivalry in the 70s and the 1980s, right? So back in the days, man, thank God, I don't think it's like that no more, but if not, thank Lord it's not like that. God, that's stupid to me, man, when you fight the regular citizen when it comes to when it comes to who party you voting for, or killing somebody. I think that's the most dumbest shit you could do. Sorry, but I'm serious. You know what I mean? Just because you don't agree with somebody's political views, right? So, political competition led to garrison communities and widespread violence, right? So back in the 70s and the 80s, man, even when I was a kid here in America, I used to always hear about how the election time, how violent Jamaica was at that time, during election time, right? I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? Why is so damn violent? They're not going to solve any damn thing. You know what I mean? It's not. So I don't know why these people were violent during that time. But I'm just glad that it's not like that like it used to be. You know what I mean? For real. So I'm so glad it's not like that like it used to be. Yeah. So connections to U.S. politics. The JLP aligns, just like I said earlier, with the Republican values, right? And the PNP aligns with the Democratic values, our ideals, right? So the JLP, just like America, you know what I mean, aligns with the Republican values. The PNP aligns with the Democratic ideals. So boy, there's somebody else that keep looking at me. Right? It's okay. I'm in my car chilling right now, talking to y'all out there, okay? So, right, the dangers of tribalism in Jamaican politics. Voter loyalty often leads to blind support and policy stagnation. Let's talk about that for a second. Voter loyalty often leads to blind support and policy stagnation. What's going on here in America right now? Huh? What's going on in America? You see what I'm saying? Some people are just loyal to their party, right? And a lot of times they can't see that the party aren't doing nothing for them. But they're just loyal. Let me give an example, right? I remember last year I went to Jamaica. And I talked to my cousins and everything, some family members, some friends, whatever. And I asked them, do y'all vote? And they told me that they don't vote. I said, why y'all don't vote? And they're like, look at the roads, right? The roads here in Jamaica is jacked up. You know what I mean? So why are we going to vote for that, right? But I was trying to instill in them, right, that, hey, the best way to fix it is to get rid of those people that have been put in office for so damn long, right? That's just collecting a damn check from the government and not doing nothing, right? You got to vote these people out of office, man. Get them out of office, right? Y'all need to demand a change, and you can, especially demand the small, beautiful island, man, right? Demand that they're going to change what's going on. Those politicians, if they're not doing anything, get them out of office, man. Especially those old-ass damn politicians. I'm tired of seeing that shit. 70-80-year-old politicians, man. Get them all out of office. I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? I looked up one time, you know, Jamaica not as bad as America, right? Got one time, according to CNN, and I had to look it up. It's over 100 Congress people right now in the United States Congress that are over the age of 70 years old. That's sad to me. Over the age of 70, some of them stay in office till they die. So I had to look it up, man. Jamaica Parliament. Jamaica use the English term Parliament, right? Like America use Congress, Jamaica use Parliament, right? And in Jamaica's Parliament, I look it up, there was one person that was 90 years old, still in Parliament. Why? You know what I mean? They got maybe 4 or 5 that was like over 80. So I'm saying? Why? Man, get rid of those damn people, man. Put your young, fresh blood into office. That's what I say. That's why you got to get out there and vote. All right? And they go for people in Jamaica. Alexander Bustamante. Alexander Bustamante. His rise as a trade unionist and populist leader. He fought for workers' rights and gained massive support for laborers, right? So, Mr. Bustamante, right, you know what I mean? He fought for workers' rights. Because, you know, even in Jamaica, think about it, right? The average worker, they work hard. They work hard and they don't mind working. But when stuff isn't right at work, when these people up there, that's on top, when they're not looking at the lower level employees, man, and not thinking that all they want to work you to death. And those same people will not be on the floor doing the same job that you're doing. They're not. You know what I mean? So yeah, Bustamante fought for these people's rights because they want their rights and the workers' rights and all the great stuff. And I think that's a great damn thing, right? So he getting a lot of support because of that from the labor people. You know what I mean? Because no country, none, can function without laborers at all. None. Because those rich people that are sitting in the big-ass offices, they're not going to come out there and do the damn job. Only thing they're going to bark orders. That's all they do, man. They're not going to come out there and get sweaty. All this stuff. Hell nah. Believe that. I'm telling you, man. No country at all cannot run. I don't give a damn if they got the great ass government. They can't run without hardworking people making it run. Average Joe. That's why I don't understand a lot of these politicians, right? They don't see that stuff, man. You know what I mean? Because if everybody right now, imagine, think about this, right? Here in America, imagine if every single people right now say, you know what, I'm not working for one day. For one day, the damn American economy would crash. If every American said, I'm working, forget that. I'm tired of it. I ain't working for, I'm calling sick. I ain't working for one day. I guarantee America will lose a lot of money. You know what I mean? So don't let them fool you, all rich people running the country. Yeah, they might be running on top because they lie their way to the top, some of them. You understand that? So I'm telling you, man, that no country can run without labor. So that's a good thing. So Mr. Bustamante, right, he became prime minister in 1962 after independence, right? As GOP leader, he was elected to guide Jamaica post-independence. Think about it, right? And I guarantee you back then, Queen Elizabeth, you know what I mean? She was queen back then. But I think the longest-serving queen before she passed probably was watching, make sure Jamaica doing what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? For probably micromanaging her, micromanaging him and stuff. For real. It's crazy, isn't it? So he focused on labor rights and anti-communism, right? So Bustamante promoted free markets and opposed socialist ideologies, right? Now, if you're a socialist, right, that means the government will intervene with a lot of stuff. That means the government will give you health care, affordable housing, all this stuff. Now, that's a socialist ideology, right? And to be honest with you, you know what I mean? If it's done right, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. If it's done right, you know what I'm saying? But now we're really controlling people's lives. The only bad thing about it, a lot of times, is that we have a socialist ideology. We want to control people's lives. That ain't cool. I want to control my ass. Let me do my day. Let me go to work, pay my bills, and leave the hell alone. I don't want you to control me, right? So, right, he had a strong man style and legacy in shaping early Jamaica. His influence helped define Jamaica's political tone and labor movement. Damn. Bustamante, right? His influence. Right? Helped define how Jamaica is his to come for a long period of time. So now, the modern political landscape and Andrew Holiness. So that's why I wanted to talk about Andrew Holiness right now, man. Because I think he's doing a wonderful job out there as Jamaican Prime Minister. You know what I'm saying? So I had to give the man a shout out too, right? So the rise of Holiness, right? So he entered politics young. He's a GOP, right? In his 20s, right? So he quickly climbed the ranks due to his charisma and his strategic thinking. Think about it, in his 20s, started rising to ranks because he was smart. Smart man. Right? Don't let look how Jamaicans talk with a damn accent. Don't believe they ain't smart. Jamaicans are some smart people. Believe that. So he became prime minister first time in 2011 at the age of 39. Jamaica's youngest prime minister. Think about it, right? Andrew Holiness is Jamaica's youngest prime minister. His leadership marked a generational shift. But he lost the election a month later, but staged a comeback in 2016. His return showed resilience and strong public support. People love this band, man. So he got reelected in 2020 with a strong mandate. His popularity soared during the COVID-19 crisis. Because even back then, Jamaica had no issue when it comes to the COVID and stuff like that, right? His symbol of general change in Jamaican politics. Holiness represents a new vision for Jamaica's future. And his vision, and I see his vision, man. Cause even right now, I'm at age of 53 right now. 53. So I got another 14 years left if God, the great God, spare my life. 67, retire. And my plan is, right, should I go to Jamaica and enjoy my retirement and could just come back to the States for my doctor's appointment and stuff like that? You know what I mean? I'm old, so I need to see my doctor every 90 days, right? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, right? Or should I go to Africa? And that's my plan. My wife is from Uganda, so I'm still contemplating it. I won't really make up my mind until I'm about 60 years old. Give enough time to make up my mind, right? Let me see what's going on in Jamaica right now. The only thing that's stopping me from really doing that in Jamaica is because the food prices are so damn high. I mean, it's higher than everywhere, but it's cheaper. Believe it or not, from what I heard, it's cheaper in Uganda for now. See what I'm saying? The food prices isn't that expensive. So that's the only thing that's going to stop me from really going there then. But we'll see though in the next 7 years or not. Because I really want to do something where I could travel back and forth. Man, you know what I mean? I might even do it between Uganda, Jamaica, and America. Just travel back and forth, man. Enjoy life. That's what you're supposed to do when you're old, in your old age. Enjoy life. Right? So, Andrew's visions, right? Holding his visions and achievements. Okay. So, he focused on affordable housing projects. His administration has prioritized building homes for low and middle income families, man. Damn. You know, when I first heard that, I'm like, man, thank you, Drew. Thank you, Andrew Holiness, Prime Minister Holiness. Thank you for doing that. You know, I don't know you. You don't know me. But thank you for doing that, man. Because about damn time. So I start thinking about the people in Jamaica, man. You know what I mean? The people in Jamaica. So the infrastructure development, major roadways, schools, and digital platforms have been upgraded, right? A lot of time, major stuff like that. And, you know, for years, right, China, that's not a damn country, that's coming to Jamaica and slowly but surely colonizing Jamaica in a different way. China, you know what I mean? China don't build a damn highway in Jamaica right now. See what I'm saying? But from what I heard about the Chinese people, though, they're all about business, right? They're going to come do their job, whatever. You know what I mean? If Jamaicans could start getting business-minded like that, man, Jamaicans could go a long damn way. But let's be real about it. A lot of them don't have the business mind like they should. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have people out there, you know what I'm saying, in the media, wherever, to be teaching them about it. To be talking to them, to the young Jamaican children about business, actually having business and stuff like that. People are talking about it. But anyway, so the crime and violence reduction strategy, right? States of emergency and security zones have been implemented. The push for constitutional reform included moving to a republic. He supports removing the British monarch as head of, hear that? Andrew Holiness supports in removing the British monarch as head of state. There you go. Get rid of them. You understand me? Look what Ibrahim Traore, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he's doing in Burkina Faso right now. He kicked out the damn French when he took power. He kicked the damn French out of his country. They're the same colonizers. He kicked them out of his country in Burkina Faso in Africa. You understand me? Why is these damn people getting their natural resources from us? Huh? Come on now. And my people are suffering. That's respectable right there. And my people are suffering. Right? So that's what he does. And I hope the next few years, man, Jamaica does that, man. Get rid of them English people, man. Get rid of them. You don't need them. You know what I mean? But one thing that I think Jamaica needs to do, though, step up their army game. They really need to have a great, army. I really believe that. They need to. So, his vision, a Jamaica that works for all, right? That's his vision. A Jamaican that works for all. A Jamaica that works for all. His policies aim for inclusive growth, right? I think that's a great damn thing. Even like you come from other countries, be able to come there and grow together. You see what I'm saying? And grow together. So, imagine a future prime minister building a Holiness Foundation, right? Because sometimes, man, when you get after Holiness time is done, and you get a new prime minister, depend regardless of party, right? I would want to. Right. The prime minister before could have something great going on. And instead of that new prime minister trying to make it better, you know what I'm saying? Because everything you make it always be better, right? I don't want to try black stuff and stop. I'm like, no, I don't like it. So I'm going to get rid of it. So I'm hoping where future prime ministers, man, continue to reform, could position Jamaica as a global model for island development. Man, I'm telling you, man, if these damn prime ministers, these leaders in Jamaica do what they're supposed to do, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, nobody can. No islands could never touch Jamaica. I'm telling you, Jamaica would be the best. But one thing, I got to say this, though, man, before I actually go. I do have to say this. Yeah, Jamaicans, they're working the roads, right? It's fine. But they can't forget the people in the country, too, because they really need help out there in the damn country, then in the Jamaican country. Countryside. Because when I was there, I was driving up those whining-ass roads. I mean, those roads were so whiny. Man, I was scared. It was so narrow. The big old truck was coming, driving fast. I'm thinking that truck was going to hit us. That scared the hell out of me, man. So what Jamaica, what they need to do, stop building bridges across Jamaica to go to these countries. These countries, man. They can figure it out. You know what I mean? They can really figure it out, for real. Because ain't no way. You know what I mean? I'm driving on that road. And sometimes the ride, once it started winding road, it might take like 45 minutes to about an hour to drive to get up the damn thing. That's a long drive. Just to get up the damn road. Country part. I mean, the winding part. That's a long drive. Crazy to me. So, yeah, Jamaica need to figure it out, man. Then they figure out for real. Cause that's crazy. You know what I mean? So they have some challenges though, right? And criticisms. Housing affordability is still an issue for many. Despite progress, demand outpaces supply. The demand outpaces supply. So, you know what I mean? So you need to figure some out. The education gaps and youth unemployment. Many young people struggle to access quality jobs, right? Think about it, man. I got a nephew there that's living in the country. And I one time I said, man, he had like 15 pigs in the damn big-ass pen. Pig pen. He was watching those damn pigs, and he actually slaughtered those damn pigs to sell them. That's a lot of work. I ain't lying to you. I guess, you know, I've been in America most of my life, man. And I can't see myself doing that damn work. I get into sport. I'm used to a certain lifestyle. I really am. I'm like, damn, I felt bad for my damn my little nephew, man. He's a grown-ass man, but shit, that's a lot of damn work. I ain't lying, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to bathe the pig every day because they smell all that shit, all that crap. No way, man. Yeah. So political scandals and transparency concerns. So critics question procurement processes and public sector accountability. Okay, so I can't go get to all the stuff that we don't want to talk about, but the crime role of police, heavy-handed tactics sometimes create fear in communities, man. Police officers need to do better in Jamaica. Don't be like the Americans, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to kill your own people. You know what I'm saying? You black too. You know what I mean? Stop trying to kill your own damn people, you cops over in Jamaica. Come on, let's get it right. All right? Politics strongholds remains a challenge to democratic fairness. And another thing I need to talk about, the healthcare system, right? Jamaica should need to have a good quality healthcare system for the people of Jamaica, man. They really need to, man. They need to figure it out. How can we give these people good quality healthcare system? Because a lot of people are poor, they need healthcare, they can't afford it. They're like here in America, where a lot of people have Medicaid and all this stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? Especially for the ones that have children. Jamaica needs to have a good quality health care. Okay? Another thing I need to talk about is the next generation of leadership, right? Should have a lot of youth to be involved in politics, right? It's very low right now. We need a lot of youth to come to the congregation, okay? Congregation. A lot of young people. Come on, let's go. Let's get into politics. Okay, independent candidates are emerging. So they offer fresh perspective and issue-based platforms. Civil society groups are gaining power. The NGOs and advocacy groups are shaping national attention, discourse, and all that stuff, right? But I can't really get to all of the stuff that I really wanted to talk to, because right now, my time is officially done, right? Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.